Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, man, we're having a dance party over here at the Clark's house.
Is that right? Fun.
I love that tune. So good. The only thing I'll ever do. The only thing I'll ever do. Plus, it's Friday. Oh my God, the countdown's on for. I think maybe 4 o'clock today. You know.
Oh, for your first drink.
Yeah, the hell is it.
Oh, all right.
I got a lot of work to do. Dick's coming over today, so Dick and Chumley are going to be at it.
You know, at it.
They're just doing the things that need to get done. It never ends, Vinny. You know the joys of home ownership. It's going to be fun. Oh, there's my song.
You really are, like, what are you got? A whole Winchester mystery house going on over there. There's more work to be done there?
Always more. More to be done.
Won't Chumley, or sorry, no, that's your husband. Won't Dick ever get to just say, it was nice knowing you. Have a good one.
No. And he wouldn't anyway. Even if we had no work for him to do, you know, there'd always be a barbecue to come to. Like,
oh,
you know,
all right.
He would never. He loved. We're his favorites. Text me, Richard. We are, right? Yeah. Dick and Chumley. Kidding me? He loves. By we, I mean John is his favorite. He loves John.
Oh.
He and John have a whole thing going on. With me, mostly he rolls his eyes. I'm like, I was thinking that. And he just goes, oh. That's not true. He loves me too. Deep down, I think. He hides it, though. Hey, what's going on with those texters?
It's one of those things that it's a little uncomfortable probably for him when your husband's sitting right there and their partner's in crime. Meanwhile, he's desperately in love with you and wants you,
that what's happening?
I'm sure he's outside
Dick,
your window.
I had no idea you were in love with me. I'm
right behind
Hooman, right. Eddie Van Halen, the guy from Tears for Fears, the guy from Midnight Oil, who definitely was in love with me, by the way.
Right.
For a minute. Yeah, I mean, obviously.
What about Hal Sparks? He's got to be outside your window, right?
He's not any. I mean, I think he had a moment. He used to like me, but I don't know. I think I made him mad.
You do?
I do. Like, we were pretty, like, we were chatty. You know, we talked a lot, and he would come on the show a lot, and then all of a sudden he was just like, I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I thought Uzette stopped booking him because you made out with him.
Now, what are you, insane? I didn't make out with him.
What?
I didn't make out with him. Oh, my God. You and your, just, like, every time.
Wait a minute.
Let me guess. Are we up to 16 seconds now?
Hold on. Just hold on a second. Forget about all that. Let me just ask you. So that's not what went down? You and him had been texting privately, and you said something that upset him, and he chose not to come back?
I think that he got a girlfriend or something, and maybe she didn't like it. We used to text occasionally, you know, and I didn't pull a Matt Nathanson on him either. I didn't over text him. Like, he would reach out like, hey, I'm doing this, or hey, listen to this track from my band or whatever, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. But it must have been after that
the kiss,
the incident,
right. The makeout, right? Well,
which wasn't that at all.
I don't know what to say. I thought that Uzette had made the choice to keep him from coming around because things got so steamy in the studio that day. And honestly, your coworkers were like, what just happened?
Oh, for God's sake. Like, and maybe so, I said something to her? I don't know. I don't remember that being part of the... You know what, though? God, it was 10 years ago. I can't even remember.
All right. Well, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. Hey, Vinny, I gave you and the Side Piece Squad three thumbs up. Some of the songs you play take me back to my younger days. I look forward to Thursday evenings now. Robert and Concord.
How many thumbs does this guy have? That seems like an awful lot of thumbs.
Isn't that
But if you have three, you give them up.
Right.
Oh, is that like a thing where with Honey Boo Boo with her extra?
I thought you made up the three thumbs up.
She has like an extra finger.
Yeah.
The baby on that show. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you made that up. You didn't make that up?
Yeah, I just haven't heard it for a while. I can't remember the last time I thought about Honey Boo Boo, but that must be what it's a reference to, right? Three thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling my first grade daughter's teacher how I have to have my kids go back to school because I'm a single mom and I can't work and homeschool at the same time. At the same time, this sparked an idea I had that people who manage homeschooling, like families who have had at least one parent at home, should get a stipend like full-fledged homeschoolers do. And the rest of the kids who can't manage homeschooling, single parents or families or both parents, can go back to school. That way the class sizes would be naturally smaller, but the rest of the school doesn't have to change much.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be hard to get that in place on such a grand scale in time for September, but
I actually didn't realize that people got money for homeschooling. Is that totally normal? Like, that's the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Hercules High School did a drive-by graduation complete with photographs. So kids get out of the car, get their diploma, got their pictures taken, and the family stayed in the car and friends stayed in the car to cheer them on. It was great.
Oh, that's cute. The people are being really creative with this stuff.
Yeah, they are. Out of necessity, of course.
Yes. What is it? Necessity breeds invention? Necessity...
I don't know.
Is the mother of invention.
Right.
Something.
Vinny, starting last night's set on Alt 105.3 with Violent Femmes was killer. You rocked it. Yeah, the Violent Femmes, that one album. You know the one you heard in college a million times?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That it was at every party. And I don't know why they couldn't recapture that success, but that album added up. I'm trying to think of there were like three hits on that thing.
Well, Blister's on that one, isn't it?
Blister in the Sun is another one.
When I saw them live, they opened the set with Blister in the Sun and ended the set with Blister in the Sun. I was like, well, way to give everybody what they want.
Right. Happy birthday to Marcus Osborne, says 925. I didn't know that. Did you?
I'm going to text him right now. Happy birthday, Marcus. I did not know it was his
birthday. Happy birthday, buddy. We love you.
Would you know that if you were on like Facebook, maybe? Isn't that where, generally speaking, you could see it's somebody's birthday?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see. Yep.
Happy birthday.
We love and miss you, buddy.
We love and miss you. I just took your words. Now you have to come up with your own. Thank you. Anything else you'd like me to add to my message?
No, I'm talking to him now. We love and miss you, buddy. I'm not going to write you, but I love you and miss you. And how are you not working at some radio station? How is that possible that you are not the lead show? Don't write that.
How are you not the captain of your own morning show?
You didn't write that, you liar.
Right, I just sent it.
Best cereal advice ever. I'm going to try it right now.
Yeah, well, we don't know if it's good advice or not, but I'm going to try it too. So put the cereal in a bowl.
In the freezer.
No milk, right?
Right.
In the freezer for at least an hour. Then take it out, then pour on the milk, correct?
Apparently. This is on TikTok. I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, we've all seen that. Duh, Vin.
Yeah, I don't watch TikTok, Vinny. I don't believe in that app. Sorry.
Oh, you're over it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
TikTok also has a bunch of fake stuff, too. Sometimes they want to test you just to see if you do it.
And I fell for that so many times, I decided, I got to get off this app. That's ridiculous. Can't be on here. This is for kids and chicks in bikinis. Weep.
Oh my God! You know, just like that picture, Bryn went right for the move. Just like that picture that you posted on Johnny Mosley's pod, someone sent me a link to an Instagram page that I wish I could think of the name. It's like Bras Never or Never Bra, No Bras or No Never a Bra, something.
It's like a never nude, like the never nude, remember on
I do, but it's not. It's just
never bra
pictures of ladies without bras, and I love it's.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. I'm such a boy, but I love it. It's a great page, and clearly the content, they're very busy with the content. There's a lot.
Yeah, that's
plenty of people willing to participate in the no bras ever Instagram page, including Sarah Clark.
I'm not participating in that. I just didn't realize that you could see that. And frankly, you have to pinch and open to see that. I would never have noticed that. Never.
Yes, Sarah. It was American Bandstand with Dick Clark. They would pick two people to judge a song, and it was a catchphrase to say, "It's got a good beat."
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I used to watch that crap when I was little.
Haha, Sarah, I totally do that. I give that song an 85. Love it.
That's funny. Good beat. You can dance to it. Then give it a, yeah, you got to give it a ranking. It's fun. It's fun to do. Try it.
Eating free samples at Costco. These are the texts, by the way. 408 writes, eating the free samples at Costco means you'll have to touch and remove your mask. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Yeah, that story made the news. By mid-June, you're going to have the free samples at Costco back, and they're going to have a new way to get them to you. I don't know how, but...
Maybe you'll just like lay down on a conveyor belt and they'll just like crank your mouth open and just shovel food in there. And then you just and put you out the door or send you to the, like the coffin section or something. Here you hey. Go. Next stop, you'll fit you for an oversized coffin.
707 says, "Hey, Vinny and Sarah, in California, we call the Jersey barrier K-rails. It's a movable barrier used during road construction."
A K-rail. That's what it's called, huh? Yeah, Jersey
vacation
barrier.
At Nicole's Jersey barrier pool. What? Yeah, none of us got that joke, and I had to.
I wasn't making a joke. Quite frankly, I was actually giving my idea for making a pool.
Right.
I just didn't know that you guys didn't know about Jersey barriers. That's on you.
And I was the only one brave enough to stop the conversation and say, "What the hell did you just say?" But when I went around the horn, everybody else had the same question. What is she talking about?
Yeah, what? Turns out. And because no one said anything, I was like, it didn't even occur to me you guys didn't know what a Jersey barrier is. That's just what they are. It's like when I say, you know, we stop for a drink at the bubbler. Like people out here go, what? Or you say, I turn on my blinker. They go, what? You know, there's all these like regionalisms.
That's
wicked upsetting.
Yeah, I don't know the bubbler, but I do know the blinker's
it's a
normal.
Water, it's a drinking fountain, a water fountain, a bubbler.
What would the other term be for a blinker?
Indicator.
Oh,
signal.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Ugh. No, when I first moved to California, no one knew what the hell I was. They just put your blinker on. What are you talking about? I've clearly popularized that now.
Oh, okay.
Out here, you know, you're welcome, everyone.
Thanks, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Jersey. What the hell, Sarah? A Jersey barrier? No.
Yeah. Listen, Bryn looked it up. I didn't misname it. It's a Jersey barrier. That's what they're called.
It is the official name.
Thank you.
Vocabulary word for the day, the Jersey barrier. People are all, we all learned something new today.
Well,
as soon as I
described it, you knew exactly what it was, right? It has a narrow top, a flared bottom, and it's about 6 feet long. It's a Jersey barrier. And they drag them in and they drag them out.
Oh, well, I can't tell you how many lives those things have saved on Highway 17.
I'm sure that's true.
No joke.
You'd rather hit that than the guy coming at you.
Well, for that road, by the way, 17, I've been driving that long enough that, and this is way before I lived over here, just to come over here and go surfing and see my an old girlfriend's family. It used to have no barrier, and there were a ton of head-ons. Where people were crossing and hitting each other head on. It's gotten so much safer. And thanks to the K barrier, in part, has to have saved a lot of lives.
I think you mean the Jersey barrier. Thank you, Jersey, for everything.
How do listeners get to the Zoom broadcast, Bryn?
Are we going to be able to do that?
Alive.
I actually don't think that we're going to be able to do that because we use this as a communication tool when we're not on the air.
Right.
Which
we'll
means
use this
that,
as like clips, video clips to replay later on. You know, there's an entire system that's at the station that we probably could utilize, which is that big TriCaster. But,
I don't know what that is.
Like $6,000.
Now we're into TriCasters. Boy.
I don't, Jersey Barriers TriCasters. Leave me alone. It's Friday.
Stop trying to shake the audience off, you two.
Oh, my God. It's true. Shut up, Sarah. Shut up, Bryn. Shut up, Nicole. Only Vinny talk. Go.
No. Actually, I'm just about to hit the yay memories of big kids when they were little kids. Super Sesame Street bit this morning. Thanks, you guys. It was wonderful. And then here come the bad ones. Sesame Street, really, guys? The whole break? That's some rabbit hole you went down.
Did we go there the whole break? I don't think so,
but whatever.
No.
Just because your attention span is that of a gnat doesn't mean that we spent the whole break on the thing you think we spent it on, because we didn't. There were like six other topics,
including the weather. But you're killing me this morning with the Sesame Street. All right. Take it easy. Jeesh. You know, that's
we did listen to
I'm
a lot
living.
Of it because we get kind of sucked in, you know. It's like, oh, that's a good song.
Vidal Sassoon is not alive, Vinny. All right.
That would make it all the more exciting if he was to appear on tonight's Friday Night Home Haircut show, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of Sharon Osbourne this morning. She went to that guy I was talking to you about yesterday, the one who dyes ladies' hair
Went gray.
White. So she went silver. They don't call it gray. It's silver.
Oh, okay.
So she went and she's, she was the cherry red or the red that she had for years, and now she's silver. And she went to that guy and took 8 hours. And Aussie didn't even recognize me when I walked in. He's like, "Who's that?" "It's me, Sharon." "Hello, Aussie." "Oh, Aussie." "No, I'm just one of the little people."
A lot of people wrote in about the story we did this morning. I mean, in fact, I can't even read them all. There's too many. But a lot of people wrote in about the YouTube family that monetized their
autistic adopted son.
Right. Well, they didn't know. I don't know what they knew about, his condition, when they were getting him. But they certainly found out when he arrived that he had a lot of special needs.
Yeah.
Even though they'd monetized the adoption and started using him in their content online. And then when things got too difficult. And I actually, some people wrote in defense of the family saying, "You have no idea how hard that may have been for them." I do have some idea, but that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't go adopt a child.
And why you wouldn't necessarily televise the thing. That's what I was saying. Look, it can be really hard. A child with autism, that's no walk in the park. The problem is, you did a whole thing where you love the kid and he's taught you so much, and now you've suddenly rehomed him without being transparent about it. Like, here's the problems we're having. Here's what we're going through. Here's what we're thinking. I mean, if you're going to live your life like that, you really actually, turns out, you have to live your whole life like that, because people just don't. When you suddenly the family child is gone, what happened to that one kid?
Yeah, rehoming is a really weird thing to put into a sentence. Failed adoptions, 916 says, failed adoptions are really common. I've got a house full of kids who were once adopted as a foster parent. It's the ugly side of adoption. So, and I wouldn't know that either, but here's someone else writing in. "Hey, Vinny, great show. Side piece last night. You killed it. Great songs, great times. Keep it up." Will do. As long as they let me. I'm having fun. Sarah, when Emily snuggled you, was there any scissoring happening to comfort you? That's from
Emily
510.
From the Indigo Girls?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't scissor?
Listen, it wasn't sexual. I'm into that band. I'm into those two women in a musical way, not in a scissory way.
Okay.
They're not my type.
Down there.
They're not. No, look, they, I'm sure they got the same parts as all the other girls. I just, they're not my kind of girl.
Oh.
Down there.
All right. Well, that's all from Everett, from the people. Thank you so much for contributing your text. We'll take a break and come back right after these.
See you in a bit.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You guys, we made it. It's Friday at 10 o'clock. I don't know how we did it. How did we make it happen? That's the end of the 11th week. We start week 12 next week. It's crazy.
Those of you who have stayed with us through this at-home work experience, we are really, really thank you. I don't know how else to say it. It's been hard. It's been trippy. It's been repetitive in some places where you're just like, oh, COVID again. But thank you. Really, honestly, thanks.
We couldn't appreciate it more. We thank you for every minute that you give us. But remind you that if you listen to us on a stream, never turn it off. Just turn it down. Just keep it on. Keep the stream going. Our bosses thank you. Okay, so listen, you guys, have a great weekend. Vinny, I hope that
you too.
I hope you have your, what are they, the mini wins? What was it called? Daily winning.
I forget. But yeah, I'm going to hang with my kid now and maybe take a look at surf and then we'll see what happens from there. But it'll be I'm good. We're good.
All right. Fantastic.
I hope you get good and ripped tonight.
That's the plan, you know. You never know, though. Sometimes I fall asleep at 8 o'clock and it's just over. We have a little bit of recording to do. I'm gonna get all my annuals in. I have to take pictures of flowers. That's on my agenda.
All right.
I mean, it's gonna be quite the weekend. And also my gratefulness for, you know, that my children are all grown up because, you know, you could make a pool. You could get a little pool going for your kids if it's warm enough.
Well, Brittany, are you gonna... real quick, Bryn, before you say anything, I just wanted to say I'll also go and check out with some of the store openings how that looks and how that's going.
Nice.
And I'll let you know on Monday. I'm sorry, Bryn, for cutting you off. Go ahead.
No worries at all.
I was just going to ask
Bryn if he was, doing the pool building. And you met on the show with the little children.
Right. No pool building for me. Actually, we have a little water play thing that she plays with all the time. It's a, you know.
Like a water table?
Yeah, it's like a table and there's balls and there's little spinning parts.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, one of those things.
We got that too, buddy. Yep.
That sounds like
it's great
time.
Because, you know, sometimes you can take a whole half an hour up. That's nice to have.
There's a little win.
Yeah.
That's it.
A little win. Yeah. I hope everyone has lots of little wins.
Right.
All right, great. Have a good one. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.